AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. As protests grow in Israel over a lack of a ceasefire deal, National Security spokesman John Kirby says he hopes it will push Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to reach a deal with Hamas.
Yes, of course there's a deal possible, and the president wouldn't be personally engaged the way he is, and he wouldn't have taken the time over the weekend to meet with his team if he didn't believe that that was, in fact, an outcome that we can achieve. I won't get into the details of the proposal that we are working on.
Meantime, the polio vaccination effort in Gaza is said to be going well.
Officials have reached more than a quarter of the children in Gaza who were targeted to get vaccinated. Stefan Duzarik is a spokesperson for the UN Secretary General.
The World Health Organization's Director General, Dr. Tedros, said today that around 74,000 children are estimated to have been vaccinated yesterday, which is the second day of the campaign. This brings the total number of children vaccinated so far to over 160,000.
The Secretary General also wonders if Israel agreed to limited pauses in the fighting to facilitate the polio campaign, why can't there be a ceasefire?
If the parties can act to protect children from deadly virus, he said, surely they can and must act to protect children and all innocents from the horrors of war.
I'm Shelley Adler.
Ukrainian officials say two Russian ballistic missiles blasted a military academy and a nearby hospital in Ukraine, killing more than 50 people. Stocks tumbled to their worst day since an early August sell-off. The Dow finished down 626 points. Prosecutors in Manhattan balked at Donald Trump's efforts to delay post-trial decisions in his New York hush money criminal case while he seeks to have a federal court intervene and potentially overturn his felony conviction. However, they do say they're okay with postponing the former president's September 18th sentencing. This is AP News. A suspect is at large after a deadly shooting on Labor Day in New York.
A shooter opens fire at the West Indian Day Parade in Brooklyn Monday afternoon. New York City police say a 25-year-old is dead and four others, ranging in age from 16 to 69, were also shot. Police call it a targeted shooting. Mayor Eric Adams.
Let's be clear. One nut shot five people.
The mayor dismissing any suggestion that the parade should be canceled.
How do you stop a nut from taking a gun, shooting into a crowd of five people? We were proactive.
He says pre-parade during the Juve celebration, they took 25 guns off the street. Julie Walker, New York.
Republicans in Massachusetts will choose candidates to challenge Democrats Senator Elizabeth Warren and Congressman Stephen Lynch in state primaries. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.